my husband should come back to the family.
My husband should come back to the family.
Can you absolutely know that that's true?
I desperately want it.
And can you absolutely know that it's true that he should come back?
No, I can't.
Inquiry only deals with reality. The reality is that he hasn't come back. He shouldn't come back until he does. When you believe the thought that he should come back, you're arguing with reality. And when you do that, you lose, but only 100% of the time. It's like trying to teach a cat to bark. You're saying, I'm going to devote my whole life to teaching that cat to bark. And you teach it, and at the end of 10 years, the cat looks up at you and says, meow. There is something that will make you much happier than your husband coming back, and your belief keeps you from being aware of it. Can you find what that is? How do you react when you believe the thought, my husband should come back to the family, and he doesn't?
I am miserable, angry, depressed, bitter.
And how do you talk to him? How do you talk about him to your children when you believe your husband should come back and he doesn't come back, and you're miserable and bitter like this?
I'm not very nice.
Be specific. Close your eyes. What pictures of yourself do you see?
I see myself criticizing him, shouting at him, expressing a lot of resentment, being cold and distant, saying cutting things that I know will hurt him. I tear him down when I talk about him to my children. I try to make him wrong. I want them to see him as cruel, disloyal. I want them to hate him and side with me.
Who would you be without the thought that your husband should come back?
I would be free of all that.
My husband should come back to the family. Turn it around.
I should come back to the family. Yes, my children probably have been missing me even more than they miss him, even though I'm there. And I miss them. We could be having so much fun together.
Is there another turnaround?
I should come back to myself.
Feel it. That is the healing.
Yes. It feels as though I have been away and there's nobody home. Now it feels like opening the front door and coming back in. I could be a happy woman, a happy divorced woman.
Can you find one more turnaround?
I should come back to him.
Can you see it?
Yes.
No one can keep you from loving him. You're the only one who can. You've been believing stories that keep you from the awareness of love, the great love in you for your husband and children, so that you pretend that you don't want him to be happy. I can close my eyes and see my husband in the arms of a woman loving him, and I want that if it's what he wants. And I also see my life without him and how full that would be. I always have an abundance of love in my life. Everyone does. There's never a shortage and never too much. The way we know that this work is alive in us is when we find ourselves without a plan living the turnarounds. I should come back to the family, and I should come back to myself, and I should come back to him. And you go home and you call your husband and tell him, I love you, and I am so happier with this woman. I've been looking inside me, and this is what I found. And I am so touched by this love I feel for you. The belief about your husband was nothing more than an attempt to keep you from the awareness of the love that you are. Nothing can cost you someone you love. The only thing that can cost you your husband is if you believe a thought. That's how you move away from him. That's how the marriage ends. You are one with your husband until you believe the thought that he should look a certain way, he should give you something, he should be something other than what he is. That's how you divorce him. Right then and there, you have lost your marriage.